Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2061, The Four Backstops to the 4% Rule, Part 2, by Sean Mullaney of FiTaxGuy.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday, so if you're new here, it'd be best to listen to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear Part 2 and continue optimizing your life. The Four Backstops to the 4% Rule, Part 2, by Sean Mullaney of FiTaxGuy.com. You might think, but wait a minute, didn't Melinda significantly lower her Social Security benefits by retiring early by conventional standards? The answer is likely no, as I described in more detail on my post on early retirement and Social Security. First, only the 35 highest years of earnings count for Social Security benefits. At age 55, it's possible Melinda has 35 years of work in. Second, and more importantly, Social Security benefits are progressive based on bend points. The first approximately $12,000 of average annual earnings are replaced by Social Security at a 90% rate. The next approximately $62,000 of average annual earnings are replaced by Social Security at a 32% rate, and remaining annual earnings replaced at a 15% rate. This is a fancy way of saying that reducing later earnings for many workers will sacrifice Social Security benefits at a 15% or maybe a 32% replacement rate. Even early retirees are likely to have secured all of their 90% replacement bend point and a significant amount of their 32% replacement bend point. I previously wrote the following example. Chuck is 55 years old and has 32 years of earnings recorded with Social Security. Those earnings, adjusted for inflation by Social Security, total $2.8 million. Divided by 35, they average $80,000. This means Chuck has filled the 90% replacement bend point up to $12,288 and filled the 32% replacement bend point from $12,288 to $74,064 of average annual earnings. If Chuck continues to work, his wages will be replaced at a 15% replacement rate by Social Security. An additional year of work for Chuck at a $130,000 salary netted Chuck only $557 more in annual Social Security benefits at full retirement age. Number 3, real estate. Most early retirees own their own primary residence, usually with either significant equity or no mortgage. That primary residence can be a backstop to the 4% rule. For example, a retiree might live on a 2,000 square foot, $500,000 home with no mortgage. During their retirement, they might decide that they don't want to maintain such a large home, so they sell the 2,000 square foot home and move into a 1,000 square foot condominium at a cost of $350,000. The $150,000 difference in sale prices can become a financial asset to backstop 4% rule assets and help the retiree succeed financially. Alternatively, the early retiree could sell the $500,000 home and move into a smaller apartment with a $2,000 per month rent. While the retiree has increased their expenses, they've also created $500,000 worth of financial wealth to help pay that rent and fund their other expenses. A third option is a reverse mortgage, where the retiree stays in their primary residence but gets equity out of the home from the bank. Real estate can serve as a natural backstop to help ensure retirees have financial security and success. Number 4, death. It's wet blanket time. You may be considering a 30, 40, or 50-year retirement. Unfortunately, there's a good chance that you won't live that long. Sadly, not all early retirees have a long retirement. There's a real chance that an early retiree will not live for 25 or 30 years. That factors into whether or not the 4% rule will work for an early retiree. Let's consider a 55-year-old considering early retirement using the 4% rule. He believes that he'll live 30 more years, and there's a 95% chance that his assets will last 30 years. He believes that the 4% rule has a 5% chance of failing him. Further, assume that he believes there's a 30% chance that he will die prior to age 85. His own potential death reduces the chance that the 4% rule will fail. Remember, failure requires that he has to both run out of assets and live long enough to run out of assets. By his estimation, the odds that both events will occur are just 3.5%. To figure this estimated probability, multiply the probability that he will run out of assets, 5%, by the probability that he will live long enough to run out of assets, 70%. A not insignificant number of early retirees will have an early retirement that lasts, sadly, only 10 years, 15 years, or 20 years. That, again, sadly, backstops the 4% rule. Early retirees versus conventional retirees. I've contended that early retirees have 4 natural backstops to the 4% rule. What about more conventional retirees? I'll define a conventional retiree as one who collects Social Security soon after retiring. I believe conventional retirees enjoy 3 of the 4 backstops. Sadly, they enjoy the mortality backstop to a greater degree than early retirees. Conventional retirees retiring on Social Security do not enjoy Social Security as a backstop to the 4% rule in most cases. Here's an example. Robert is age 65 and is planning to retire on financial assets and Social Security. He will collect $36,000 a year in Social Security and will spend a total of $76,000 a year. To facilitate this, he will initially withdraw $40,000 from his million-dollar portfolio. In Robert's case, Social Security is not a backstop to the 4% rule. Rather, the 4% rule is simply one of 2 necessary but not sufficient sources of funds for his retirement. A failure of the 4% rule in Robert's case would not be backstopped by Social Security. Conclusion. While there are no guarantees when it comes to safe withdrawal rates in retirement and the 4% rule, it's possible that many early retirees will succeed with the 4% rule for 2 reasons. First, the 4% rule may, by itself, be successful for many early retirees. The second reason is that even if the 4% rule fails, there are 4 natural backstops in place for many early retirees that can step in and help retirees obtain financial success, even if the 4% rule fails on its own. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled The 4 Backstops to the 4% Rule by Sean Mullaney of FiTaxGuy.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I'd like to reiterate that when it comes to the 4% rule, much of the analysis and planning are based on assumptions and should be used as a starting point. There are definitely rough guidelines to ensure that you do have enough money to retire. A general rule of thumb is that you need 25 times your yearly expenses. But your drawdown strategy will need to be reassessed yearly so that it aligns with what's actually happening with your money. Not only can you not predict what the market will do, your circumstances are likely to change over time in ways you might not be able to anticipate. While that seems scary, and it's totally understandable to worry about running out of money, I'll share something that makes me feel better about it. I was recently at a Camp Fi event where half the attendees retired early and are actively drawing down from their portfolios using a guideline like the 4% rule. Guideline being the key word here. The overwhelming issue that most people in the room had was realizing that they saved way too much money simply out of fear. Now their main challenge is figuring out how to pull from the right buckets and do Roth conversions at the right time to minimize their lifetime tax burden. I think the bigger challenge for many people in the FIRE community in particular is a tendency to work longer just in case, even when they hit their goal number and really want to quit. And that's another episode of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Thank you for your support and for listening every day. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.